with SRN News. I'm John Scott. Kate, the 42-year-old Princess of Wales, says she has cancer and is undergoing chemotherapy. The video announcement came after weeks of speculation spread on social media about her whereabouts and health since she was hospitalized in January for unspecified abdominal surgery. Kensington Palace had given little detail about Kate's condition beyond saying that it wasn't cancer-related. The surgery was successful, and recuperation would keep the princess away from public duties until April. The Senate expected to pass a government funding bill today after it passed earlier in the House by a vote of 286 to 134.
Passage of the $1.2 trillion bill will avoid a partial government shutdown at midnight Eastern Time. As in the House, many Senate conservatives opposed the bill due to its high price tag, but that was not expected to prevent passage. The bill includes funding for the Departments of Homeland Security, Defense, Labor, Health and Human Services, Education, and State. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, an Arizona man is going to trial for a shooting death at his ranch near the Mexico border. Jennifer King has more.
Amid dueling politics over border security, a trial begins today in Nogales for an Arizona rancher charged with second-degree murder in the fatal shooting of a migrant from Mexico. 75-year-old George Allen Kelly was arrested in January of 2023. Authorities say he shot 48-year-old Gabriel Quinn Butina. Kelly said the men were dressed in khaki, carrying weapons and large backpacks. The body was found with a radio and combat boots, but no rifle. His defense attorney, Brenna Larkin, says the elderly man feared for his safety and that of his wife.
He was approached by armed men who were on his property.
I'm Jennifer King.
The Dow's down 190 points. The NASDAQ is ahead 50 points. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on religion and the presidency. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to the latest from the Pew Research Center, the vast majority of voters want a president to be moral and ethical, and roughly half say he should also have strong religious beliefs. Only about one-third of Americans say they want a chief executive to share the same religion as themselves, but two-thirds want him to stand up for people who share their faith perspective. White evangelicals are the most likely to want a president with strong religious beliefs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats are vying to restore Roe versus Wade if they win the White House and Congress this fall, but legal experts say that's an empty promise. Most constitutional scholars say Congress does not have the authority to override a state's decision to make abortions unlawful in all or most circumstances. This is SRN News. Correspondent Ahaya Panchawani reports on a nationwide driver's license system outage on Thursday.
A nationwide technology problem briefly interrupted services at state offices that handle driver's licenses. The outage lasted from about 9:50 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursday. The American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators said it was due to a loss in cloud connectivity. Illinois and Virginia made announcements on social media to say services had been interrupted. The cause of the outage is being investigated. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The executive director of Little Rock's airport has died after he was injured earlier this week in a shootout with federal agents serving a search warrant at his home. Brian Malinowski was 53. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives says Malinowski purchased numerous firearms that he resold without a dealer's license. More details at SRNnews.com.